Hi, and welcome back to the Simple Down podcast, a place where I share my experiences with things like anxiety, self-esteem, societal pressures, and stuff, in hopes to ease some of the mental, emotional, and physical burdens that weigh us all down. Hope you enjoy the episode. A few years ago, I remember myself crying in bed, feeling so useless. I was laying in bed, bawling my eyes out, thinking all kinds of horror thoughts because a few of my boyfriend's acquaintances were in town and they invited us to meet up. And during that time, I was going through some of the darkest mental holes I've ever been in. So my anxiety was still at an all-time high, and those were cool kids that were visiting us, you know, cool as in they had lots of friends, lots of followers, they were the popular, confident, super fun people who led these adventurous, creative, successful, aesthetic lives. Back then, you know, no matter how ridiculous it sounds, but my social anxiety was incapable of even processing this idea of me standing next to them without making an absolute fool out of myself, or even just, you know, being myself was equal to being a reject. Even today's version of me, I still feel insecure around them. But back then, I was at an all-time low. I felt insecure next to a trash can, you know, like, what if someone thinks I look like this trash can? What do I do then? Or whatever. So yeah, I was crying really bad because my boyfriend wanted to go, obviously. You know, he's a mentally stable extrovert. He's absolutely vibing in these sort of situations. The cooler the people, the better for him. He gets these amazing energy exchanges with them. It's amazing to witness just how much he glows around people. When I was learning about human design, I knew that he must be a generator. Well, I kind of thought he could be a manifester, but when I started learning more about manifestors, I knew that nah, it's a generator. I didn't even know how many generators there are. Even if it was like 0.1% of the population, he just had to be a generator. Because when he's excited, everyone can feel it and everyone gets excited, you know what I mean? So in this kind of a setting, with a generator who's now unable to glow because I'm being a loser, I felt so guilty just for existing. It was one of those, you know, dark place moments, I don't know, where we sometimes think that everything would be better if we were not around. I just felt like such a loser for being such a loser. And obviously I asked him to go without me to get his vibes moving, to get vibing. He saw that I'm not doing well, but honestly, there's nothing he could have done for me. There's nothing anyone can do for you when you're in that emotion. So I cried a bit more after he left, and then a bit more. And often after initial emotion of, oh my God, you know, comes this anger. You know, when you feel like you've got nothing to lose now, because you've already reached the bottom of it all. You could not feel any worse than this. And so I went out. I went out to meet them after all. I remember I wore just anything. I went out like in my plastic Birkenstocks that I actually usually wore at home. I just needed to go. And it did not matter what I wore. No outfit could have made me feel better. It was not one of those days, you know, where some material shit could have made any impact. And at first, I was very nervous, but then I got drunk, and it was fine. Going home, I remember thinking it was fun. I was drunk, but I thought it was fun. But perception is a very interesting thing. Back then, I felt like I had fun because of a few things. One, I overcame my anxiety that day, right? That's always exciting. Two, I proved to myself and, well, subconsciously to the world that I might not be the biggest loser. You know why? Because the cool kids were nice to me. And also, three, because I just got a dose of that social security that we feel when people basically don't reject us. So I thought I had a great time. It was my perception at that time, 4 years ago, and I could apply that perception to the entirety of my life up to a couple of months ago, I guess. Now, I really don't think that I had a great time that day. I know it's not that deep, but we can use that day as an example. I believed that I had a great time because I proved something to myself or others, and also because I was not rejected. Are these really the things I should take away from interactions with people? And if I roll my memory back through the many, many, many interactions with people I've had throughout my life, during these couple of months recently, I started to realize that there was very, very, very rarely anything more than that. This definitely touches on the self-centeredness thing I've talked about in an episode some time ago, but I don't think I'm the only one who feels like this. I don't even think that I'm a part of a minority. I think that yes, I may possess some qualities that make this more prominent in my life, but also spending most of my time alone these days, just being introspective, I guess, allows me to notice this so clearly, not only in my own life, but also observing others. Think about, you know, how people react to someone close to them going away or dying. They typically say, "What will I do without you?" The emphasis is on the I, isn't it? Anyway, a couple of months ago, I started to feel like I really, 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 really don't want to hang out with anyone. And I always have my very social and outgoing boyfriend to compare myself to. He's always hanging out there and going, and stuff is going for him. Me not wanting to hang out with his friends, for example, or anyone really, made me feel bad about myself. Like there's something wrong with me. Well, there is something wrong with me, but like I am wrong myself. You know, like everyone's hanging out. Why am I such a nuisance? Why can't I just hang out with people, like be chill like that? Before this, for some time, I was frantically looking for random people to hang out just so I could hang out with someone and show others, whoever they are, that I can make friends and be with people when I want to. It's so stupid because, first of all, I'm pretty sure no one was even looking at what I'm trying to prove to them. And secondly, how shitty it is of me to seek out people just so that I could prove something. I did not feel interested in them. I didn't participate in any sort of energy exchange, you know, any sort of connection. I was using them to prove something. So at some point, I realized that I was craving that human connection, not because I actually wanted it for genuine reasons, not because I was genuinely interested in the people I interact with in our connection, but because the fear of being an outcast and a loser were too big. The fear of being rejected, a reject. And truth is the best medicine. Honesty with yourself, like radical honesty, honesty that may hurt you a little, is the best medicine. With this acceptance of my truth that I simply don't feel like I want to or can even connect with anyone currently, or I don't know anyone I'd be able to connect with. It brought a lot of peace, yes. It's a very nasty can of worms to admit, but it brought a lot of peace. I was using people, pretending to be a friend, when actually I just wanted to feel some social security. I was not doing it with bad intentions. It was more of a coping mechanism, but still, you know. And there's so much research insisting that you need to be surrounded by people to be happy, you know, that like there's this huge programming going on, like, oh, you're lonely, you're alone, that means that your life sucks, you must be really sad, like, blah, whatever. And, well, I'm not here to deny that, but I don't think that it's always the case, you know. And I don't think that I don't like people. Sometimes, for some people, it's just very hard to feel good around other people. Therefore, it's hard to actually feel the benefits and the happiness of being around others, you know, to feel all of those benefits that those expert articles are talking about. Not just being around people, but being with people, being present with them, giving them your attention, your energy, your heart, not just thinking what you're going to reply to them or analyzing their answer to calculate how much they like you or do they find you annoying. When I try to imagine the sort of connection I want, I always think of my first BFF in primary school. Like, oh my God, the fun we used to have is just unmatched. I don't think I've ever been this real with anyone ever since. We would watch, you know, these anime shows after school, like Dragon Ball, and then would reenact funny scenes that we saw with voices and all that. And we would create funny songs together, just like being total goofs. And there was no sense of embarrassment. It was just like, we were really, really, really comfortable with each other just being ourselves. And there was no long period of getting, you know, acquainted or stuff like that. Just there are some people that you just click with, right? It was the best, the happiest memories of my childhood with no competition even near that. And she was actually the only projector friend I've ever had in my life. That says something. I don't know what it is, but it says something. But instead of focusing now on finding these perfect people that I'd feel good around, you know, something that I've actually been doing last year, and it was a fail. So I'm over that, you know, over finding these people that would be capable of giving me all the energy exchanges I imagine and dream of, instead of putting the responsibility on someone else, someone just barely imaginary at this point, because I did not meet anyone like that. My resolution is to learn how to be more secure in myself. Like, what else is there, you know? That honestly sounds a bit abstract, but it's also the only solution I see. Because then, instead of being flaky, fake, and a social security vampire, I can show up being, like, already being full, already having something to give to others in that energetic exchange, because I don't feel like I'm lacking anymore. And I'm not manipulating, pretending, or doing anything to avoid rejection. And this process, I mean, it will take its time. I personally grew up with no traces of it. Like, yes, in childhood, we're all so fun and so cool and all that. But, you know, teen years and whatever goes after that, they really shape us. And it will take time to develop, I guess. Currently, I feel like I'm in the midst of learning how to feel confident in who I am. Not like I'm not talking about appearance or stuff like that, just my essence, sort of, you know, feeling confident in who I am as I am, despite of who I'm with or what I have or where I am, learning how to fill myself up. And I realize people honestly make me lose my focus and direction now. I am definitely too impressionable to grow in the ways I want to grow now and keep up with people at the same time. Closing off completely might not be the best solution, but I've been sort of detoxifying myself from outside influence in order to release that outside energy and learn with continuous practice, like daily practice, what I feel like as an individual. You know, like what do I feel like as a unit? I really, really feel like this requires daily devotion, and that it's not something that will just happen in a week or so. If you're anything like me and you've spent your life living in other people's influence, it would be the dumbest thing to stay in that influence and expect that something will change just because you're aware now, or because you really, really want something to change. This is not a question of your willpower. This is like a necessity to create a new dynamic for yourself so that you can grow in ways that you simply weren't able to before. And if to create that new dynamic will require you to spend 99% of your time alone, it's still a necessity. Society, your family, your friends, me, all have, you know, all kinds of opinions about this. But those opinions are none of your business. If what I've been talking about today resonates with you, you know what you have to do, because you will not be able to feel that happiness from human connection unless you start to see yourself as an equal human being. I don't want me or you to have to, you know, use alcohol or drugs or gossip, all that kind of low vibe shit to connect with other people. I'm sure there is a better way to live. And I know that we all can't easily dive into that solitude. Like, for example, not all of us live alone. I don't have my own house where I could do that. But I've been practicing to step away from whatever is going on in my house. You know, when I'm staying with my boyfriend, for example, I try to wake up earlier and listen to some high frequency sounds, maybe journal, to have some time and breathe some higher frequency into myself, fill myself with higher frequency so that throughout the day I feel less lacking and more full and need less things or validation to feel good about myself and my day. Or when I'm at my mom's, like I am right now, I try to check out early in the evening, you know, and go to whatever empty space I can find. And again, listen to some high frequency sounds and visualize things to feel happy and all tingly in my body, raising my own frequency for that same reason as well. Like these are honestly really small things I manage to do. And I know that I could do a lot more, but first of all, I'm not always sure what I should do or what I need to do. I'm still figuring all of that out. And also, it's hard to disconnect from people when, you know, your entire essence was in the shadow of other people, and now you just kind of disconnect and create yourself like, oh, well, how do I do that? It's hard to go and focus so deeply on myself, but whenever I do that, I really feel a positive effect. I really feel a positive effect on my self-esteem and just this general level of happiness I feel and calmness in myself. And I will keep exploring ways to reconnect to my self-esteem, to valuing myself, to finding new things about myself. I don't believe that you can know yourself, just like know all of you, because we all are ever-changing individuals. But I feel like connecting to your soul and your inner self, whatever it is deep down there or in there, you know, it can really make you feel good about just being you. In the future, I want to leave it to my intuition to lead me to or from people that come in my life, you know, not overthinking it so much, not listening to that fear of being everything that's associated with being alone, which is bad, bad, bad. Alone equals bad, right? No, because sometimes being alone is the best thing you can do for yourself. It can create the biggest shift in how you feel about yourself. If you use it well, if you don't spend that solitary time comparing yourself to others and their lives, you know, only you can make yourself feel good, right? Once we become more secure in being our own selves, which for me is happening, it definitely is happening. You know, I feel like I'm someone on the way to be someone who's not discouraged by other people's reactions, someone who encourages myself, someone who loves and accepts myself with all the things society sees as flaws, and losing more of that fear of being rejected by that same society. Once I'm more of that, I really, really look forward to meeting the right people to share myself with. You know, like, yes, I choose to be alone now, but I do it with this mission and vision in mind of connecting to others in a much deeper way in the future. And I invite all of you on the journey with me. Yay! But for now, thank you all so much for listening, and until next time.